Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Leo and Christine Maker Psychic Hour. Here we are, Wednesday, and I'm hoping to hear from some of you today. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Press 1, please, for just to let us know that you would like a reading. What else? Our listeners and callers may join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic, and you may follow us on Blog Talk Radio as well. So,
well,
we started a little late, so I want to make sure our show is visible to everybody. I mean, I can't really do anything about it if it's not, but I'm just checking that. You were saying, sorry, yes, we're visible.
Well, you know, sometimes what you have to do in a birth date is not just look at circumstances around you or people around you, but you have to look at yourself, because one can be one's own worst enemy. If you're looking at your birth date and you're looking at the separate numbers in the birth date, you have to assume if you are personally at war with any of the themes of those numbers, if in fact, let's say you have a 2 in your birth date and you are totally set against being in any kind of relationship due to experiences or whatever it may be, that could indicate that you are personally at war with a number that you're supposed to incorporate
suffice
and internalize in a positive way. The numbers in a birth date are not meant to ultimately be negative. You can eliminate the negativity of a number through karma or hard work, but that doesn't mean that now you avoid the number. So every number in the birth date has to be achieved systematically in a very positive attitude and a transcendent in transcendent action, meaning that the number is now in unison with a high degree of thinking and behavior. So you have to ask yourself, are you at war in the number system of your own birth date? Are there any numbers that you're a 7 and you don't believe in God? You're a 7 and you detest anything spiritual. You're just physical. Well, you're not actualizing your 7, and more than likely you'll return to actualize it. It might show up on your karmic side, it might show up on your transcendent side, but you've got to actualize all your numbers. Some of them get difficult, like a 3. But, you know, a 3 could be in diet. You war against your
tendency to overeat or
something like
or
that.
Maybe anorexia.
Mm-hmm.
It could go either way, really.
A 4 could be your cold. You have a cold heart.
Or
a
you're
5
out of balance.
Could be that you don't care about vocalizing negative energy. You're always getting in fights. So these things are.
You mean positive energy? You don't care about vocalizing positive energy because you're always.
Well, you don't care about vocalizing negative energy, meaning you vocalize negative energy and you don't care that you do.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
There, you know, it doesn't matter. Anything to provoke controversy. Now, it's okay to be negative in a constructive way. You know, you're negative looking at the opposing side of things, you're negative to stimulate conversation. You can be negative and be humorous, comedian. But we're not talking about that. We're not talking about the creative aspects of negativity. We're talking about being downright crude, negative, that kind of thing. Six would be that you just don't believe in any kind of visions. You're not, you defy anything that would be dreamlike in content. But it also is, you know, six is a shared attitude about the hereafter, and God and spirit and stuff like that. So you have to look at your birth date is more than a birth date. It's a code that either exalts you or extorts you, but due to your own behavior.
Right. But I mean, as far as the themes of each specific number, I mean, we're kind of generalizing here as far as the themes, because I mean, for example, considering a six, someone might have a six in their birth date and they could have problems with mental illness, for example, and need to overcome that. So it's not only visionary necessarily if we're talking about six. I mean, the numbers have so many different themes that can be.
Well, yeah. I mean, in the evaluation of behavior on the planet, we're not the ultimate judge. There might be something higher of a higher order of energy that after walk on the earth, the assessment of one's behavior can be compensated by the fact that they might have a mental disease or an emotional disease of some sort. And that might be part of the payoff of how karma either expands or is not applied.
Reduced.
So yeah, it's and for those of you who are saying that we're full of hogwash, this all makes sense. You check out your six.
Probably they're not listening to this. I mean, people that
are
not.
Well, with their six. We just have a perfect argument.
People that are, you know, that don't buy into these kind of theories are unlikely to listen to the show anyway.
Yeah, you know, it's a difficult path. Take Tony Curtis, for instance. Tony Curtis was an actor, very famous.
Didn't he dance too?
He probably was a jack of all trades, but he wasn't known as a dancer.
He was basically an actor,
a comedian actor, but also very dramatic. He could be a very dramatic actor and a very comedic actor. His dancing was probably something maybe he just skated on thin ice, but now
yeah, he did.
But most of the actors were trained in some form of dancing.
Yeah, I mean, especially back then, there was usually more of a
tap dancing. A lot of actors just automatically took tap
dancing. And they sang, because they would do theater as well, probably.
But the
that's common too now.
Right, but the point is that he was beloved by his audience, but according to records, he left nothing for his children. He left it all to his ex-wife and his inheritance. And I believe his children, they don't have very kind things to say about him. So when you get into a battle of persona, if children condemn parents, imagine on a line of being fair or above being fair, imagine how higher energies will judge us in the long run. So persona doesn't get you by. Hitler was loved by many. Persona alone doesn't get you by. So the true evaluation of a birth date has to be all-encompassing. Now, does that mean that people, we have our critics. We're not going to be loved by everybody. But the core issue is the action that one presents to the world and the intention behind that action, despite the critical analysis, is what's most crucial in terms of evaluating your connection to your numbers on a high level. Because it doesn't mean that you're going to have to be loved by everybody. And you don't have to worry about that. If you were following a path of higher enlightenment, it doesn't matter. So it's not so much that you have to please everybody. Some people are people pleasers. And more to their detriment, inner character, than to their unselfish motive to please others. There's sometimes suggestions in there that amount to more than just what seems to be noble on the outside. So we have our birth dates are just active codes, and you can apply any theme. I can't think of a theme you can't apply to a birth date. As long as you're considering a birth date as more than just the day you're born, it's our code that we come in with. It's our first tattoo. It's embedded in our energy. And it surfaces like when we're born, it's like the flower surface breaking through the ground. We are born with the first tattoo, the first emblem, the first significant identification of our life is not so much our name, but our date of birth. You know, when you get pills at the drugstore, they say, what's your date of birth? Why do they do that? I mean, everybody was born. You know, it's not so much that there's a logical procedure behind it. It's the deeper meaning of it. Date of birth. On every form, date of birth, date of birth, date of birth, date of birth. Why is it so important if it's already passed? Who cares? Just list your age. You know, how old are you? 48. Why do you need to know the birthday?
Well, I mean, it's more specific than an age. If you're going to get more people that are a certain age, that wait a second, you're going to get more people that are a certain age, like, you know, 48 years old that go to a pharmacy, then you're going to get this, you know, 48-year-olds that are all born on the same day. Now,
right.
Obviously, there are going to be 48-year-olds
but
that go to the same pharmacy.
The question is, why is it important? Why is the birth date important? Get past the logical reasons.
Right.
Get past that.
But we're discussing.
The depth
it.
Of it.
We're discussing. That's what we're discussing.
I know. But the depth of it, let's see, 4, 6... And 6 is 12, 3.
What are you adding up?
The initials of date of birth, D-O-B.
Oh.
Not that that matters, but a lot of forms will say D-O-B, date of birth. And there's a reason why the word initial came up. I mean, initials doesn't, you know, what are your initials? M-B, K-B. What does that really say? But sometimes a form will ask you for your initials to identify you, to put you in a proper, or they'll just ask, what's the initial of your middle name? We don't need to know it. Just give us your initial. And the key, the root word of initial is shortened. It's a shortened energy, just like the birth date. Isn't always significantly a number. You can say January 18th. You can turn it into a word, and you don't necessarily have to apply it to a number. So the birth date, but you see, in most cases, we don't write out the birth date. You know, if you're filling
out a
form,
it's numerical rather
it's a number. You know, they give you this little line to write it on. You're not going to write out September on the little line, even if it's, quote, abbreviated. You're going to put it as a number because the numbers now are connected to what? Seasons, the monthly calendar, astrology. It's got to be converted to a number. And the question is, why? Why don't we just write it out? Because the numbers are significant even more than the words. It's going to be our numbers that actually identify us. Date of birth, date of death. You know, it's our number system. So when we look at it, I mean, we would be in pretty bad shape if numbers were not adamantly applied to birth dates. We wouldn't be numerologists. We would be linguists. Well, we would have to decipher the language of a person's energy more than the numbers.
But the number is converted to a language. I mean, there's a narrative, or there wouldn't be numerology. I mean, the numbers have to convert into something that is.
But we're talking about the specific application of what's it printed. Sure, you know, September, oh, nine. They're synonymous. They're simultaneously connected. The idea is that we use a number system because numbers were invented. Why? Because numbers were invented before language. That's why.
Okay, we have a caller. Let's bring her on. Hi.
Hi, it's Jennifer.
Yeah. Hi, Jennifer, 437.
Yeah. How do you know what the numbers are in your name? Like, how do you determine that? And is that something we should be looking for before we name children?
Well, I mean, you know, when we do a reading, I mean, in a reading, the numerical energy of a birth date is worked out. So the numbers, there's each number has a each letter has a number associated with it that corresponds with the way that they're ordered in the alphabet, essentially. Like, for example, but I mean, what do you think? Do you think considering a numerical energy of a name is important?
Well, you have to. If you're going to convert a name,
let's do Jennifer's
a letter
name.
To a name, you have to assign that to a number. A is 1, B is 2, C is 3, all the way up to Z, which is 26-8.
But they go from 1 to 9 and 1 to 9 when you're working them out numerically. So, like, for example, an N is a 5.
Yeah.
In numerology, you don't say it's whatever, what corresponding number is it. 14th letter of the alphabet. So, let's see.
N would be 14.
Yeah, I'm adding her numbers, her letters up here.
Hers is 1, 5, 5, 5, 9, 6, 5, 9.
Yeah, I'm adding it up.
So if you're going to put Jennifer, if you're going to convert your name to a number, you would just add up those separate numbers.
Which we're doing, but it's taking a minute.
I've never felt that my name resonated. Maybe that's because it's contrary to whatever my life path is.
Jesus. Well, life 16, path.
25, 31, 36, 45. She's a 45-9.
45-9. Did I add it up wrong?
So 15, I get 45-9 quickly. But so your first name comes to a 9, you see. Now a 9 isn't in your your name doesn't have to automatically correspond to your birth
date.
A name is different. A name takes on a different characteristic. So we're multi-layered in the numerical system. We have our birth date, our master number, but you do not obtain your master number, your karmic number, according to your name. What you obtain from your name is a physical connection to your being. Like a 9, Jennifer would be considered a 9, and that would be considered a long-standing name. In other words, Jennifer is a strong name. And it means that Jennifer would be resilient. Jennifer, you know, you push Jennifer down, she gets back up again. She's inventive. She's creative. When you look at the name, now the name can't stand on its own because the name is a companion to the main energy of the birth date. Our date of birth isn't defined by our name. Our name comes after. We could be named before we're born, but we're not born until we're born. So the names are sort of superfluous. They're sort of it's sort of saying, I'm going to bake you a cake and all you do is give somebody icing. The name is icing, but it enhances the essence of your character. and it provides a strong lineage to that energy. You know, think about it, Jennifer. We can change our name. We can call ourselves, but we can't change our birth date.
Well, people do that. People do change their birth date. A lot of actors do.
Or they lie.
Yeah. So, but there's still, yeah, no, you can't change the day that you're born.
You can't change it. See, there's no 9 in your highest number you've got in your system of birth date would be an 8, because 1970 would be an 8. 4 and 3 is a 7.
But that's so not even in the linear code. The highest number in the linear code is a 7.
Yeah, the highest number in the linear code is a
7. She's a 6.
Yeah. So I don't know if that answers your question, Jennifer.
No, it does answer my question because, it's interesting.
I hear you.
It would be interesting to put the numbers together just to, you know, prior to, actually, I do have a friend who's, you know, in his 40s, never liked his name, and he's going through the process of changing his name. So that would be interesting for him to look at in terms of, you know, he's changing his, I don't know if he's changing his first name, but he definitely is changing his last name, so.
Well, the changing of names is, no one thinks that Samuel Clemens wrote Huckleberry Finn. It's Mark Twain. And Mark Twain got his name by measuring the depth of the Mississippi River, and they would yell Mark Twain, and that became synonymous with his name because he worked on a riverboat. So you can creatively change your name. You can call yourself whatever you want. And I would say probably at least a quarter of the population does change their name.
Well, and it's interesting, too, about how, I mean, people abbreviate their names or have nicknames. Do people call you Jen ever?
Some do. Some call me Jenny. Some call me Jennifer. And it really doesn't matter to me.
So, I mean, for me, I've had people try to apply nicknames to me, which has never I don't like to be called Chris or Chrissy. There's only a couple people like that can do that and get away with it. But I mean, it changes the whole energy of someone's name, calling them, you know, shortening the name.
At the turn of
you know what
century.
People call me sometimes? It's the
what?
Strangest thing. It doesn't sound like my name. When people get my name wrong, they call me Stephanie. Doesn't sound at all like Jennifer.
It doesn't, but I mean, there's the F fact and the N. You get it, you know, there's an NFE.
Well,
factor.
There's a deeper, the deeper explanation is that there's a past life energy with those individuals that recognize you in a past life as Stephanie.
And my mom said when I was a little baby, I used to call myself Hatta, H-A-T-T-A.
Were you, because you were always choking on milk, so you were always hacking something.
Well, Hatta.
Well, it actually means
eight rice pads. Well, maybe you won't have. But yeah, I mean, we have our creative names. I mean, when
Hatta,
you look at the turn
like
of the century, the 1900s, 1800s, 1900s, as soon as you hit Ellis Island and you got off the boat, everybody with their long European names or Yiddish names or whatever, they all got abbreviated, and there'd be a guy behind the desk saying, well, now your name is Harry. They would just abbreviate it so that we weren't overpopulated in our country with all these foreign long names.
Yeah.
People were given abbreviated names or names that sounded like the name. So the attitude of, they didn't change their birth date. A lot of them didn't know their birth dates, but name changing is a creative, it's creative, it's free flowing, it's fun, doesn't matter. Red Skelton wasn't Red Skelton.
Hatta, have you ever looked it up, Jennifer?
Yeah, it means 8 rice patties.
Yeah, and it's actually a geographical location in the United Arab Emirates. I said it sounds German. I guess it's
Middle East. I thought it was Asian. Huh, weird.
Yeah. Hatta is in the United
Arab. Well, Hatta would be, East, you know,
I mean,
Middle East, H-A-I-G-A.
Yeah. Well, it was Hajarain, Hajarain, and it was changed to Hatta. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's along your line
Hatta,
of thinking.
I mean,
correct.
it could be Dutch. It could even be Swedish.
Yeah.
But, you know, our system of language, it involves the human tongue. It's a matter of the flow and the rhythm and the beauty of the human tongue. Birthdays have nothing to do with the
yes.
rhythm of the human tongue.
So Hattie is German. So that's, I think, where my mind went. I
yeah.
just looked up Hattie. Somehow I associated Hattie with Hattie, but it, you know, isn't.
Yeah, and it means to be Jennifer in English. Hattie.
be
Jennifer.
I like when
or
you just make that
up. And then you have to be or not to be. That is the question. So I'm glad, you know, it goes into a great depth about your call here. why? But, you know, also Jenny. Jenny was actually a name that King Arthur used for Guinevere. We call her Jenny, at least in the Frederick Lowe musical Camelot.
Well, my grandfather had a horse, and it went on to actually win quite a few awards in Italy. He mailed it to Italy. I don't know how you get a horse from Canada to Italy, but it was called Mark.
Vanilla envelope.
Well, that's interesting because that's how we got the word horsing around, which I think you're doing right now. But
no,
yeah,
I know, I mean, he didn't mail it.
The quality of names and the imagination of names, Jennifer, is totally correct. It's a valid point you brought up.
All right, thank you.
Okay, we're going to bring on 650. Hi.
Hey, this is Zara. Happy New Year, guys. It's been a while.
Hi, Zara. Zara?
Yes. Anyway, so my favorite question is regarding my daughter. Do you see anything in terms of a solid relationship? Everyone I spoke to last year said yes, 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 and nothing happened. And just wondering if something notable, you know, strikes you guys and if this is the year.
Is this your daughter's birthday? Well, your birthday again and then her birthday.
My birthday is, what is my birthday? September 6th. I have to, September 6th, 65.
Okay.
And my daughter is 12-2-1990.
2-19-90. 2-3-4-5-15. You have two daughters, though, right?
I do, correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So you and your daughter, you're a 9 and she's a 6, and that's your
first two numbers.
So there's a link beyond just the maternal aspect of having an interest in her.
Not only that, but their 9 and 6 repeats in the year. She's born in, Zara's born in 65, and the daughter is born in 90. So the 6 and 9 align.
Yeah.
I mean, but there's a built-in... I mean, your daughter has relationship problems stemming from past lives. There's a 22 going on in her. I mean, it's split up, but that's an 11 factor. So there was probably some confusion in past life regarding relationship. And she's 31 years old now.
Yeah.
Correct.
So she's,
see, what you have to do. What you have to do, Zara, is consider, well, at 24, she had her karmic change. So you have to measure, what did she do at 24 that was significant? And why has her marriage extended beyond that year? So you'd have to look at where her progress report was at 24.
Anything in the education field at 24 that was going on?
Gosh, I'm so bad with dates. Can't remember.
Does she have a higher degree? Is she?
Yes.
Does she
have yes.
So
yes.
Would she? Yes. Would she been in process of getting her master's?
That's possible.
What psychology? Is it psychology?
No.
Master's.
It's public health.
Public health. Your psychology. That's
I did my. Yeah, background.
Okay, so that's just coming from this. So she's in public health. Is she, so what does she do in that field now?
She's actually runs a non-profit.
Okay.
See, but there's got to be, you see, at 24, 1990, 2014. So I'm not sure. I can't remember. Are you divorced? No?
No, no.
Was her father absent during her upbringing, or was he a hands-on father?
Very much hands-on, although he wasn't always present. I mean, plugged in.
Was he, like, waited away for work? Or, I mean, is
yeah,
that why?
Yeah, he had to travel a lot. Yes, he had to travel a lot for work.
She
did. Actually, she graduated in 2014. That's what she
graduated, so that was
so
right.
Here's the thing. The universe says, okay, what's your daughter's name?
Patty.
Okay, Patty. What we want first and foremost with your energy coming back to the planet is your education and doing public work in health.
Mm-hmm.
We're not concerned about the entertaining you with a relationship. Your karma is to do this first. You've got to get this
right.
Done. Now, her next multiple of six came at 30. So then the energies that be come back at 30 and go, well, see, let's see how you're doing if we can get that relationship in. If not, you still have time to work out the major themes of your karma. So at 30, at 30 in 2020, something should have happened. Maybe a breakup, a move, something.
At 30. We really thought something was going to happen in at 30. That was 2020, right? Let's see.
You mean you thought something was going to happen?
Relationship-wise? Was that
the relationship-wise, yeah. There was a guy interested. And they're very good friends.
The family friend.
Yes.
I remember that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, it didn't happen because the universe is saying they looked at her record, her public record, her educational and occupational record, and deemed it wasn't time yet. She still had more time to work out. So it could be that she will get married. I think she'll get married. Could be 33. It could be 36. I don't think anything in between. So if you're saying, is she going to get married? See, because she might be her own worst enemy right now, dictated by the themes of karma. She could, in her personality, present such an energy that she distracts people ultimately. She's difficult or something. That could be one explanation, that there might be something inherent in her personality that sabotages the ultimate relationship. So if this guy was going to be with her, he might have backed off saying, oh, she's difficult, or maybe it was because it wasn't ready himself, or the karma between the two.
I think he was confused. Yeah, I think there's a past life with them. I think he was just confused, and it may have been, I think he's just immature, and she did gain weight, and that was the year of COVID, that was the year of COVID, and people were just not getting out and about. And
she's sabotaging. She gained weight.
Yeah.
So there's something karmically blocking her body image, where she has to gain weight because it might be a protection against, one, her desire to be married in relationship, but also her aversion to be getting there. And that might be timed by karma. It might be timed by psychological problems she's got about her self-image. But here's the universe says, okay, Patty, you can be married in this lifetime. You just don't have to serve off your karma helping. But we're not going to bring that in until you're ready.
So just a question, Zara, does she express to you her desire to be in a relationship and that she's seeking one, or, I mean, actively seeking a relationship, or what?
She hints at it. She doesn't like to talk to me directly, but I know I'm her mom. I've seen her interact with this guy, and I know she likes him, and currently, like I said, they still meet as friends, but his interest seems to romantically, like I said, after the year 2020, when she gained weight, something happened. I don't know what it was towards the end of the year. Just he flipped.
Well, you know, It could be from
but
the energy.
Yeah, she's indicated. She's indicated on and off to both me and my husband. Like, yeah, she, it'd be nice. Before she was adamantly opposed, but now she, you know, seems much more open to being in a relationship, and has said that to us, that like if we see anyone, she's open to like, you know, if we see anyone, we're good. Yeah.
It could be from the energy field of a past life that she's dealing with that. It could be some current element of her self-esteem in this lifetime. But I'm going to ask you something. The clue to her getting married has to do with the theme of a cabin. So have you guys...
A cabin.
So do you own a cabin? Do you visit a cabin? Have you vacation at a cabin?
No, not as a family.
Find a cabin.
Like the only association to a cabin for me was back when I was younger at a camp where we were out in the woods, you know, and stayed in a cabin where, you know, a lot of girls were sharing this big cabin. That was it. That's my only association with a cabin.
Okay, so let's go back to Zara. Did your parents disassociated from one another? Was there any division between your parents?
I mean, they're married, but they have their issues, and my dad's very domineering, so...
When you said domineering, you coughed. So he might have been intimidating to you.
No,
might have been intimidating to you growing up. Were you
hidden
fear?
Oh, no doubt.
Because you just coughed when you said it. And that reveals to me that you say, well, there was something in my throat. No, you coughed because you revealed to at least these ears that he was suffocating, and he was domineering, and he caused fear and attention to you. Now, that energy got carried over to Patty. And for some reason, she assimilated, she absorbed that energy from you, and she has a sort of love-hate relationship with men, especially if they get too controlling.
Mm-hmm.
But that may all be resolved, you know. But the cabin...
Yeah.
Was the link
The link to what?
It was the link to your father. So your childhood, the cabin brought your childhood into the conversation, and then your father.
Yeah.
So we're tracing where there might be a history in the current life that's been passed over. Something that your daughter has absorbed through you. Is she getting out more these days? I mean, or is still...
She is, actually. But the weight's still there, but she is getting out and about. I don't think she likes to even talk about the weight. She just doesn't want to address it because I think she...
How overweight is she? Is she less than...
I mean, not obese, but I'd say like she could easily lose about 15 pounds.
So under 30 pounds.
Well,
it's not
the weight that's keeping her from being in a relationship. It's her attitude, how she's applying the weight to her life. And she doesn't want to talk about it because she's very protective of it. Because she's deliberately putting on weight.
That's protection.
Because there's a psychological connection that she applies weight to not being in a relationship. Because she's still working out an issue. Oh, I don't know what that issue is, but that's what she's working out. I think will ultimately dissolve in time, to answer your question. I think you'll be a grandmother, but I think it's going to take some time.
Okay. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I hope you're wrong. I hope it happens sooner than later. But as they say in divine timing.
33 is not far away.
No. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, you know, I mean, you know, between us, you have a certain expectation and aggression and assertion towards having this be for your daughter. If I were you, I wouldn't go that route. I would go the route that you want to talk to higher, since you called us, you want to talk to higher energies in your private moments and ask that karma be removed from your daughter, that she starts to activate and actualize her life in a way that's healthy and not unhealthy. Appeal to angels and guides, Zahra.
Oh my God, all the time I'm praying for, you know, obviously my family, my kids, that they're happy and with the right partner. You know, I don't even like name this guy that she likes, that I mean, there's such a good fit between them. They're both so much alike, but I don't even name him. I mean, I want someone who just is going to love them and honor them and respect them and, you know.
Well, your heart and attitude's in the right place, but the understanding and knowledge of what's going on, I would soften your aggressive approach in your mind.
I agree.
And replace that with letting the universe resolve the issue between your daughter and her own inner self. It's an attitude.
Right.
But your heart is right, Zahra. Your intentions are right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if she picks up, I mean, if there's any, if I don't know if she picks up on your desire for her to be in a relationship and there's some kind
of... I'm very good about not saying anything. I used to in the past, but I'm good about that. But there are other things. Like, I know I have to work on it in terms of other little things. Like, she can be very careless about her appearance, and I don't know if that ties in again with not wanting attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know? But, like, little things. I'm always saying, like, fix your hair or...
But she's aware that's what she's aware of. I mean, even though now you've softened your approach and you don't bring it up with her, she's aware of your concern for her relationship. So even though you're not saying anything at this point, there's been a history there. And you know, you're obviously telling her to straighten up or fix her hair or whatever it is. So there's, you know,
that's just like trying to move through life, not just, you know, looking nice for guys.
But there could be a sort of rebellion within the daughter.
There is. Oh, yeah. She rebels. Yeah. She mom rebels.
Growing up, I mean, was she a rebellious teenager?
Yes, she was.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, and there's a lack of self-esteem. I mean, she's got two problems. She's got a 22 and she's got a 29 in her birthday. And so that's problematic. What's the birth date of the boyfriend or the would-be boyfriend?
April 19th,
1983. 1983, 9, 10, 14, 24. He's a 35-8.
He's an 8 to her 6, which
six
is 14.
His 14 first two numbers.
Her, 14 is her two first two numbers.
His first two numbers.
Well, his first two, and then hers 12 and 2 added together. So they do have a past life together. You're right. They have a past life.
I'm convinced.
Together.
Yeah. Yeah.
And his 9 is in her year, 90.
Both sense of humor is like very similar. They get along, and she's not very easy. Like, she's not someone that can, I don't know. She's very charismatic, but cannot get along with everyone. She's at a different level, and this guy's on the same level. So I'm actually very surprised he hasn't, you know, actually made that sort of commitment to move forward.
Well, you see, the problem, they both are, you know, they're even numbers, 6 and 8 are even numbers, and they add up to 14. But the problem is that he actually may be more, you say he's immature, but he actually may be more balanced than she is.
Mm-hmm.
And she's right now
trying to be
balanced.
I see. What
did you say, Zahra?
I said, in what way is he more balanced?
Well, what does he do for a living?
He's in a family business.
What kind of family business?
Like, they do construction.
Well,
does he do like, I mean, but is he like a, is he, does he do construction or is he more in the business aspect of it?
The business aspect. Yeah.
I didn't think he was like a construction worker.
See, when we talk about balance, Sarah, he's born on the fourth month. That's a balance energy. When we look at his year, that's 4 times 2. So there's going to be a balanced energy. That 4 and 8 becomes a 12, which is Patty's month. So what happened, right, their past life energies, they've been in a relationship before. So what's happening is in that relationship before, something happened to where, yes, they would come back and meet again, but they would carry the energy of that former relationship, whatever difficulties they had, where they probably split up, but the universe didn't recognize they're splitting up. They said, no, you two go back and work it out. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to work it out. Now, you say he's immature. He probably is. But the attitude that even if he starts off as a 4 being balanced and he drops down to a 1, rises again to a 9, that's a jump of 8.
The 8 is also in his year.
Then he has a drop of 5. Your daughter has a drop of 9. 9 and 5 is 14. Which comes back to the 12 and the 2 and the 4 and the 1 inverted. So we have this convoluted relationship. It's like you can fill the sink with water, but it won't drain. It's clogged.
Mm-hmm.
But it's meant to drain. So they're still caught in their own individual dilemmas. But I would say that if she changed, he would marry her immediately. It doesn't matter if he changed. She's going to be where she is. But if she changed and became more, quote, cooperative, he would marry her right then.
So just a question about their relationship. They dated a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Did it ever progress into something that was intimate, or did it stay on more of a friendly level?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure whether it went to that level, but I know they spend a lot of time together and would do things and hang out, and even now, but more in like, I think it's more social settings. I think occasionally they do one-on-one, but it's more in a group. He's become friendly with her network.
Well, you know, Since you're a 9, any number that you connect to is going to become that number. So 9 and 6 is 15, 15 is 6. I think you'll get your wish. If your hope is that your daughter gets married and has children and you can experience the pleasure of being a grandmother and having a – I think you'll see that. Your daughter has a ways to go before she runs out of steam.
She's young.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if the, you know, compatibility level is more on a friendship level than a romantic level that with this individual. You know, there's maybe there's not the total chemistry. You can have chemistry on a friendship level, but maybe it doesn't.
Yeah.
But plateau of that physical connection.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's part of the problem with the two of them.
But I think that's the basis of any relationship. So that's a good thing. At least that's the foundation. You have to be friends and get along and have mutual interests. And so, yeah. You know, at least that's good. I'm not sure. Well, anyway, fine. So what you guys are saying is you don't see it anytime soon and she has some stuff to work on.
No, you're changing our words around. 33.
That to me is like, I was hoping 2022 was the year after waiting at 2021, thinking something might happen.
But
so
we're doing the reading with the forward expectation of when this may happen. Now, if I said 45, I would say, oh my God, you know, Zero's going to say, oh my God, that's long. 33, we're not looking in the past. We're not looking at. We're looking forward.
Right.
Get your idea.
We're looking forward. Correct.
And so you want to say, well, if it's 33, if that's the first notation, which is going to be in about 2 years, we're talking about marriage.
Right.
You know, marriage and babies. Yeah. 2 years
from
now, that's not long.
It's not too long.
So when you're putting out that energy, that anxiousness you have, may not be the best placement of your mind.
No,
so
agreed.
I would say 33. That's better than 43. That's better than 40. That's better than 38.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Mm-hmm.
Look at it that way.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I'll also do real quickly? I think, personally, if I may be so bold as to say this, Patty, in the intimate relationship department, she may have some issues to where sexuality between her and a man becomes complex. There might be some issues she's got. And so that might be disturbing in the bedroom. And so let's resolve those issues so that the attitude, you know, of course, with the attitude of your friends first and all that, and everything's appropriate. But let's go with the attitude that her sense of sexuality with herself becomes healthier, because I think she's got a sexual energy problem.
She's 31 now, right?
She just turned 31 in December. Yes.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting too is that, she's born at the end of the year, just turned 31, but she's going to be 32 this December.
Correct.
And her month and day, the 1 and 2 is a 3. Yeah. And then
32.
So 32, I mean, it could happen between 32 and 33.
She could meet him. I would say she could meet him. She could meet him now. But, you know, if you're talking about marriage, if you're looking to see your daughter walk down the aisle, I don't believe
it's
going to be before 33. I think that's the first year you'd be looking at.
Mm-hmm. She could meet him between 32
and 33. See, 33 is a 33 is, you're a 36-9, but 3 is divisible by 9, 3, 6, 9. What were you doing it? How old were you when you got married?
I turned 23 that year.
Oh, no wonder you
were. No, interesting too, because
I was young.
I mean, it's 32.
Yeah,
inverted.
Well, it's the 2, 2, and the 1, 22
right,
and
that's
1.
What
yeah,
I know.
Uh-huh. So you were 23, but you were 23. So what happened when you were 36?
A good question. I wish I don't. Let's see, 36. I don't know. I have to think about
2001.
That.
2001.
Okay, I moved. 2001? That's okay. That was the year I moved.
Yeah, see, so there might be some, you have, we're going on numerical codes with you. We're going on numerical codes with your daughter. And even though she's passed, you wanted her to get married at 23, 24, because that was her number.
Oh,
so
no.
You're
no. Not that early.
You're correct. Mm. But she wasn't ready. There's a certain that she still had to work out.
Right. Right.
So,
she did that. Yeah.
Keep us informed.
There was this loser. There was this one guy. Sorry to cut you. There was one guy earlier. I can't recall. This was a few years ago. That she was very much head over heels. She thought she was in love, and he was very manipulative. And so I'm glad she, resolved that and put him behind. And I think that was a growing experience for her,
Yeah. Well, keep us informed, Zara. And
thank you.
Okay.
I will. And I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And hope you both have a very good, healthy, and safe year.
Stay
well.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right. We are back on air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Hope to hear from some of you then. Bye-bye.